Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Wait. You have friends that you are so close to that they're allowed to just walk into your homes at any time?
Once I've been invited into your home once, then you call me like 3 weekends from now and, hey, stop by for a drink. I will not ring the doorbell.
Okay, no.
I walk directly into your house.
No. You see that on Friends where they just walk into that show frame where they just walk in all the time without knocking. Yeah. Just walk. Yeah. No, it's not real. That's not a real life.
It's a totally real thing. Especially if they're in your neighborhood. Like neighborhood friends, you just walk. Like my house, I hate that this sounds pretentious, but my house has a courtyard.
Yeah.
And if you come to the front door, T-Hack and Aaron came over one time and I specifically told them not.
We were trying to be nice. Yep.
I told you not to use the front door. The front door is just so far.
I came, the night let me through. I got over the moat and then I came.
You're right. You didn't, but Amber and Aaron came through the long way. But like, I just leave my sliding glass door to the courtyard. So that's driveway, courtyard, my house.
Right.
So you just come, if you're invited over, do you really need the formality of me opening the front door and, hi, welcome, may I take your coat, put your shoes here? Like, that doesn't exist, man. You just.
No, I thought that would exist before people just. Walking on, so you could be a family or your friends, they have kids, they just walk on in. Yes.
But see, it can be a problem. So when I first moved into my neighborhood, there was the two houses next to each other, and then there was another cluster of like four houses. And we invited our very dear friend, Jeff, whose name rhymes with Schmilver, over to our house for the second time. So he knew the rule. Now you just walk right in. Well, there's the exact same model as mine in the same position in the other cluster of houses. So he walked right in and said something foul like, you'll just let anybody up in this hood. And when he saw all the crosses and religious paraphernalia laying around, he was like, ah!
Wrong house.
I'm not in Slacker's house. And the horrified look on the people sitting in the living room's face.
There's that.
Maybe
you shouldn't have that. That would prevent your neighbors. You guys, do you have friends that are tight enough?
So I'm trying to get, I have my cousin who comes over with his girlfriend a lot, and I'm trying to get him to that, just walk in. And he does ring the doorbell every time. But I'm trying to.
Yes.
Because that's the only time. So you leave your door unlocked, though?
I don't leave my front door unlocked, but I leave the just when I know people are coming over, like I have that sliding glass door, just come in.
Mm-hmm. So it's not, it's when you know people are coming. Yes. It's not just a random Tuesday night.
You do not. No. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You definitely, you can't do that.
Okay.
Like unannounced. You can't just like.
Because they're doing it all the time on that TV. And I'm like, who has friends that are that tight where you just. Yeah.
Who in New York City wouldn't lock their door?
I know.
It's,
So you guys, oh, that's, yes. To me, the way you guys do it is just foreign.
You don't like people.
There is that.
Get off my porch.
Yeah.
I know garage codes, so I'm in.
Aaron is literally house sick for almost everyone on the planet. Do you have them written down or you just remember them all?
I just remember them.
So you could get into my house right now.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She can get into my house. Too. Yeah.
I can tell you where Steve's key is too.
No, you think you know?
You know. You know that I know. You know that I know.
I know you might know. Maybe. Don't tell her.
I just don't know exactly where it is.
It would not
take me long to find
it. Yeah, you would know. In fact, I just came across it the other day. I went, I got to
hide
that. Is it like the one rock that doesn't look like the other rocks?
Nailed it! I don't even know what it looks like, but I know I'll see it. I'll walk straight up to it and go, slide the bag open.
It'll only get you into the garage, though, because then you have to find, I've hidden another key to the door that leads into the house.
Can I tell you how easy that would be to find?
Yeah, this one might be
hard. Your garage is fairly neat.
It is.
Okay. You're lazy as hell, so it's not up high.
It's not.
It's also not down low because you don't want to bend down.
You are right. Oh, my
God. So,
is it in the door?
So, I mean, with you being fairly organized,
you're right.
I got about a 3-foot range of motion that it would take me maybe 4 minutes max to find it.
Dang, because where it is, you can see it if you know where it's in. You can, yeah.
Yeah.
Stop doing it.
Because I think, like, I'm that stupid when it comes to, like, I have a wine fridge in my garage and I have some expensive wine in there. So it's got a key on it. Do you want to know where the key is?
In the wine fridge?
Wow.
On top of it?
Yes!
You know,
so it's not even hard. Like, you come in, oh, where's the key? Reach up. There. I mean, as soon as you put your hand up there, you're touching the key.
At least put a couple fake keys down.
I know.
Which one?
But I'm usually hammered when I want more wine and I don't want to have to go through the process.
There is that. You should let me deduce that. Let's see, you drink a lot. So you don't want to be, you see double. You don't want it to be.
The key's got to be right. Yeah.
I have my handyman, he's got to do my hose bibs, you know, the outside where you turn your hose on and stuff. And he wants to replace them with more high-end ones that come with a key.
A key for your hose?
So people can't just walk up and start using your water and stuff. And I went, can I just keep the key? He goes, I'll get you the different kind.
I'm going to tell you this, that I, for a second there, I thought you were being kind of pretentious, but I came home one day and like the construction crew was building the house, like 2 houses down, had my hose strung over there and they were doing stuff. And I'm like, water's not cheap, fool.
Right.
Like you didn't ask.
Amen.
They were just spraying like construction or concrete off of a wheelbarrow and stuff. And I'm like, nope. They skipped over a house to come to my house. But I have 2 long hoses outside, so they put them together.
So did you walk out and started pulling your hose and they started pulling it back?
We had a little tug of war.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!